Dozens of Arabs killed by Jewish settler in Hebron Mosque. Yasser Arafat says massacre undermines the peace process. CIA team on Ames spy case said to leave Moscow empty-handed. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The course of history is sometimes changed by a single madman. In Israeli-occupied Hebron, this could be such a day. By most accounts, an American-born Jewish settler, 38-year-old Dr. Baruch Goldstein, staged a one-man massacre using an automatic rifle to kill at least 40 praying Palestinians at a mosque. The PLO claims 63 died in the mosque and that more than 20 Israelis were doing the shooting. The PLO says 270 were wounded. PLO official Nabil Jabari rushed to the mosque.
There is blood all over the carpets, blood all over the floor. The scene is the most horrific scene I ever seen in my life.
The killing sparked riots in which Israeli soldiers have shot and killed at least 19 Arabs. As correspondent Bob Simon reports, gunman Goldstein, who reportedly killed himself, was a supporter of the anti-Arab Kach movement.
We lived in Kiryat Arba, a militant right-wing Israeli settlement right outside Hebron. Early this morning, he walked into Hebron, into the Cave of the Patriarchs. Hundreds of Palestinians were on their knees praying. He opened fire with an M16 and a pistol. A survivor said he kept firing, changing clips several times for 10 minutes before he was killed or committed suicide. Local Palestinian leaders called for unprecedented measures urgently. Faisal Husseini.
We are asking for international protection for our people in the occupied territories.
Prime Minister Rabin convened an emergency cabinet meeting and called the killings a loathsome criminal act.
I wish to express our sorrow over the incident and to extend condolences to the families of those who were killed.
Bob Simon, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
This is Jesse Shulman in Hebron. Survivors here at Princess Alia Hospital say a man in Israeli army uniform opened fire at the moment the 2,000 worshippers had bowed to the floor in prayer, firing from behind them. Eyewitness accounts of the chaos that followed are fragmentary. Some of the injured are in shock from their wounds. All were far too concerned with finding relatives or simply staying alive to be certain what happened. But one 37-year-old man told me he saw a group of Palestinian worshippers trying to charge the gunman and themselves being cut down. Survivors charged that soldiers guarding the site were at best slow to react. Two injured teenagers I spoke to claimed the soldiers on guard had joined in the shooting. Among the injured here in the hospital are young men wounded by gunfire in confrontations with soldiers later. Clashes between troops and angry Palestinians have been breaking out all around the occupied territory. Most are brief, many are intense. There was gunfire to be heard in Bethlehem and in a neighboring refugee camp. The roads are unsafe for travel for anyone with Israeli license plates, with cars, including this reporter's, pelted by stones. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Hebron.
PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat said the Hebron killings will upset the peace process.
A real tragedy which will make a very negative backfire on the whole peace process.
The PLO is demanding all Jewish settlers be disarmed. Secretary of State Warren Christopher, who, like Prime Minister Rabin, phoned Yasser Arafat, expressed horror over the bloodbath, saying it underscores the need for continued peace talks. Mark Noller has White House reaction.
In the first White House reaction to the massacre in the occupied West Bank, Press Secretary Dede Meyers issued a blistering condemnation. She called the killings an outrage, a cowardly act, and an absolute abomination. She said it underscores the need for a comprehensive peace in the region. In no uncertain terms, the U.S. fears that the episode could trigger retaliation and could jeopardize the Israeli-Palestinian peace framework signed with great fanfare at the White House last year.
President Clinton will have a comment later today. The Washington Post reports a high-level CIA team sent to Moscow to discuss the Aldrich Ames spy case has been rebuffed by the Russian spy agency and is returning to Washington empty-handed. This morning, President Clinton is discussing the Ames case and Russian relations with congressional leaders of both parties, some of whom want to suspend U.S. aid. 2 hours ago, a ceasefire was to begin between Croats and Muslims in central Bosnia. Reports from the area indicate that fighting has subsided, but tensions remain high. This weekend in Washington, the U.S. will host peace talks between Bosnian Croats and Muslims and the Croatian government. This new U.S. involvement could result in uniting Muslims and Croats into one state. Russia's parliament today voted to send 300 more troops to U.N. peacekeeping duty around Sarajevo. Tonight, we will know who gets Olympic gold in women's figure skating, an event charged this year with an assault off the ice and an accident on it. John Holland has the story.
It was Nancy Kerrigan's last practice, to a near-capacity house, no less, and it was attended by her parents. Kerrigan, sitting in first place, said she's ready for the long-awaited final program tonight.
I really want to skate clean. I think I can do that, and if it were to win me a medal, it's even better, you know?
Despite the buildup, Kerrigan was not the top focus of attention this morning. Ukraine's Oksana Bayul, her right shin bandaged, fell down on her first triple jump this morning, landing hard on the right leg. But Bayul picked herself up and skated almost flawlessly after that. As tonight draws nearer, the big question here is whether Kerrigan can hold her nerves in check and if Bayul can shut out the pain and memory of yesterday's accident when she collided with another skater. John Holland for CBS News, Hamar, Norway.
Congress is about to feel the weight of gray power. The American Association of Retired Persons is urging its 33 million members to press for health care reform this year. While applauding President Clinton's plan, the group stopped short of endorsing it. The FDA has found quality problems at 10 Siemens Medical Systems plants that could affect the safety of such devices as cardiac monitors and ultrasound equipment. Three plants in Concord, California, Danvers, Massachusetts, and Issaquah, Washington are being shut down. An extraordinary autopsy was performed early today in Riverside, California. Correspondent Sandra Hughes reports on the effort to understand a dead woman's apparently poisonous body.
It took all night to prepare for the extraordinary autopsy to be performed on 31-year-old Gloria Ramirez. Pathologists donned protective gear, gas masks, and oxygen tanks. A special chamber was built and tested. Like a scene out of a science fiction movie, pathologists marched inside in the early morning hours to begin the procedure. Ramirez's body has been sealed in an airtight casket since Saturday night when the mother of two, recently diagnosed with cervical cancer, was rushed to Riverside General Hospital. Ramirez's family has hired an attorney and is looking into a lawsuit against the hospital. Officials there say workers tried to save her. As they wait for autopsy results, investigators will only say Ramirez didn't die of natural causes. Sandra Hughes, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Two of the six emergency room workers felled by the fumes on Saturday are still hospitalized. Comedian Garrett Morris is reported in serious condition after being shot in a holdup attempt in Los Angeles. Police spokeswoman Sandra Costello.
As he attempted to enter his vehicle, one of the suspects produced an unknown caliber handgun and demanded his money. Garrett Morris replied that he did not have any money. The suspect then fired two rounds, striking Morris in the chest and arm.
Morris, who co-stars in the Fox TV sitcom Martin, is expected to recover. The two gunmen still at large. The toe tag the Dallas coroner placed on the body of Lee Harvey Oswald in 1963 was auctioned last night in New York. It went for $8,800. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 1.69. It's 10 past the hour.